Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Divine Connections. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I am here with my co-hosts Tony Jorgensen and Jessica Marie Tatro and Jaden in spirit. So welcome, and we're looking to this week. For those of you who saw two links, I accidentally posted next week's link. And I don't know. I'm not even drunk, so I can't explain what happened. anyway, welcome, Tony, and welcome, Jessica. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Doing really good.
Good. Rising above all the chatter in the world, I hope. It's just like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doing a lot of grounding, I find lately, just sort of you know, turn off the news and go hug a tree. And Ryan approves, I think, of that. Go hug a tree, Ryan.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed me having to ground a whole lot more lately, too. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's a collective energy. Like that, there's like a disturbance in the force. There always is when you're on Earth, right? But this is like it seems to have pitched, and it's really hard not to let it in. But what kind of ties into our topic, though, doesn't it? What are the many ways we receive messages and guidance from spirit? That's it seems like an eternal supply of different ways. It's individual for everyone. But Tony, let's go to you. How do you receive what you receive when you're doing your work, your spiritual readings
and
whatnot?
I'm going to try it today because I'm going to try to trust myself and not use the cards unless I need to. So I never say that I hear. I always say that I see, because I feel that I see things. So that's how I'm connected to spirit, I think. I see little blocks of figures, and it's like they're like, it's hard to explain. They're kind of like ghosts, maybe, like little black and white figures. When I'm really connected, I can see it really well. And I'm pretty spiritual and, you know, with God and my higher power. So I feel that if I get connected there, if I'm really connected with my higher power, then I can see more. And then I try to listen, which is really hard for me to do. I try to listen. I'm working on that. That's my kind of New Year's resolution for the year, is to listen more.
Mm-hmm.
So to the guidance that I'm getting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And again, just going in with the sort of the chatter that we have all around us in the world at large, it does block out your ability to listen by times, right?
It is hard.
It is. But, you know, you do the work. It does involve work. And I find sometimes you have to reset like a dozen times a day just to keep mindfulness. Keep in a state of mindfulness, because that brings you to the present moment, which is truly all we have at any given time. So, So Jessica, how about you? I know I will hope you will share the fly stuff. The thing about the fly that really blew me away.
Yeah, it's kind of outside the norm. I mean, outside the norm, but I mean, you know, when we talk about signs from our loved ones that we get, you know, after they cross over or transition home, there's such a large array of ways that they send us. Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, from the obvious feathers to, you know, the pennies and butterflies and dragonflies, things like that, but also songs too. Oh gosh, the list can go on and on and on. My son was a bit creative, and he my son Jaden, he transitioned at 10 years old, and a lot of our listeners already are aware of Jaden's story. But if you're new, Jaden was born with Down syndrome and autism, trached and G2-fed his 10 years of life, and was always nonverbal, so he could never speak. Until he transitioned home, then, through mediums, oh my gosh, he would go, on and on and on. I mean, he just would talk. So, and that's how we started working together. And that was just kind of my introduction to him in the afterlife. But he, in the very beginning of his transition, he would come through any way that he could. And I think from heavy grieving at the time, so he couldn't necessarily always get close. So Jaden would use, you know, other things. And what he used was a house fly. And this little fly, my goodness, it wouldn't leave me alone. I thought, you know, I was like, what's wrong with this fly? And was leaving the room, and the fly followed me. And I turned around, and I don't even know why I said it, because I wasn't even kind of in that space of awareness. I didn't think yet. But I turned around, and I said, Jaden, is that you? Coming to say hi, is that fly? And, you know, and I said, if that's you, come and land on my hand. And that's exactly what he did. He came and landed straight in the middle of my hand, and he just stayed there as the fly did. And I was confused at first. I was like, oh, my God, is my son a fly now? I mean, like, son, are you a fly? Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I was just so confused. And what I he laughs now, too. What I come to find out is, you know, when spirit transitions over, they can still, we're all energy, right? Everything's made up of energy. So they use our loved ones in spirit, will often use or kind of manipulate the energy of our outside surroundings, like butterflies, flies, anything. The radio can kind of tune in to, my son did that once too, not only songs, but there was a static and it just came on and he started to talk to me through the static and I was floored. I mean, it was just, and for one of his birthdays after he transitioned to a balloon, he literally had this balloon, put his energy into this Elmo balloon and followed us around the house for about 6 weeks after that. And, wow. And the balloon still held air. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just followed us around. There's just so many different ways. And it's truly amazing. Sometimes I know that our grief can shut us down from receiving those messages at times too, or those signs. So, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. The messages that I received from Jaden after he transitioned, as long as seeing him, hearing him, feeling him, it's pretty extensive. But those were just a few, my goodness.
Wow. That's brilliant. That's awesome. I know you have a bunch of other tools that you use, Jessica, because you also, mm-hmm. well, both of you work with cards, divining tools.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
we're talking about that next week. That's our topic, about the various tools that you can work with.
yeah, and now Jaden and I work together with channeling. I could feel and channel my son, and we use healing. We do healing together and for others, and it's fascinating. And cards, yeah, pendulum. You know, we have our array of tools, but we use them in a different way where we understand each other. It's
mm-hmm.
so neat, yeah.
Yeah, and it is an individual. Your abilities are individual to each person. So what works
oh, yes.
for you, if it works for you, don't let anyone tell you otherwise, you know, because we know
right.
in that center of ourselves, we either get yuck or we get yum. And if it's yum, go with it. If it's yuck, pass it by. I just
yeah.
wanted to run down. Yeah, it's true. It's almost like a binary code. It's yuck or it's yum. And, you know, and I think we can simplify a lot of mind chatter if we just say, does this feel good? No. You know what I mean? We've got the receiver. We live in it. I just want to run down the clairs for people. Now, a lot of people say there's like only four clairvoyant or clairs, you know what we call. So clairvoyance, it's the clear sense of vision, psychic sight. And I know a lot of people report seeing like sparkly sort of sparkles to the side of their vision, right? Or shadows, mm-hmm. All that. We do see that, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've actually seen Well, we've all looked at those videos where you see spirit orbs going around a room, and I've actually seen those from time to time. Not all the time, but when you're in a highly concentrated area, all your clairs are going to be a little bit more vital, I guess. Clairgustance. Now, that's the taste, when you can taste things. And sometimes that's, something lovely or something yucky, yuck or yum, but people can often taste the energy. And clairsalience refers to the sense of smell. So a lot of people talk about tobacco or flower, perfume from crossed over loved one, cooking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a few... spirit connections where there's a smell of baking, and it's like, I know you who did that. Clairaudience, clearly it's you're hearing, and you will hear if you listen, like spirit will make the sound. There's a person that I worked with, the person who actually taught me, if you can teach this sort of thing, but the one who actually introduced me to this sort of work. She can connect with me from Idaho by producing this high-pitched ting, like a little bell. I hear it. I know she's connecting, and I'll just connect with her online when I hear it. She's quite an amazing person. I hope to have her on as a guest one day. Her name is Linda Irwin, and she just blows me away with her abilities. Claircognizance. I think that's what you were talking about, Tony, at the beginning, was a clear sense of knowing, right? It's like you're not, you just know, and it grips your whole being, and it's a knowing, this claircognizance. Clairsentience, again, is a feeling, but you feel it physically. So your hands might tingle, or I know people, a lot of people talk about the tingles, when they're getting a really hot connection with spirit, but you'll feel that physically. Clair empathy is what it describes as a clear sense of emotional feeling. So you're picking up, and there's empaths around who are going crazy before they, they get to control whether they're sucking up other people's energy. We're all like sponges, a lot of us, and it just, you come home from shopping and you're like, you've picked up, five people's feelings, and you bring it home with you, and it's like, what the, because you have to clear those. Clairtangency is a clear sense of touch. So, some people work with objects, and they can feel the energy through objects. What's the others? Oh, I guess that was it. I went through them all. Now, there's, probably a million ways people pick up, too, that we haven't covered here. But I wanted to share with you, Jessica, like you were talking about the fly, and it sounds so weird, but I had that happen to me with a dragonfly. A dear friend that... I had my dear friend who was like a lifelong buddy. When he crossed, I was out in the backyard one day, and this dragonfly landed right beside me. And I'm like, because I was alone, so it was cool. I didn't have to explain myself to anyone. But I turned to it, and I said, Mitch, is that you? It freaking nodded its head. I proceeded to have, And I'm like, of course there's an observer that's to the side going, you're a crazy lady, because we've got to think that. But 90% of me was like right with the conversation. And I asked a series of questions. I got an intelligent response each time. I'll never forget that. Yeah. And so they really can, spirit can use like a bird or an insect, an animal. I remember when my father transitioned, I was driving home. I was down with the family. And as I was driving home, a deer ran alongside my car for about, must have been 5 miles. And it just stayed. And I'm like, hi, Dad. I just knew. It's beautiful. There's also another sign, too. I think it's called transmigration. I have had Twice now, antique square nails show up on my workbench from nowhere. And I have also had strange jewelry show up on my workbench. And I've asked my household, like, at threat of death, you know, you sure you didn't pull this as a prank? And, like, I know they're not. I think it's called transmigration. But anyway, objects showing up or disappearing, if you've ever had that happen, being pranked by spirit.
Yes.
I think I bet Mary. I think our friend Marianne lost something this morning, and she's like, "It's gone." And then the dish showed up. I have a feeling she was being pranked a little bit. You know,
her dad's like that. I think she was being pranked by her dad because he's a jokester.
Oh my gosh, hilarious! And he would have totally done that to lighten up the energy, right? So they do that to keep us from getting too gloomy, I think. But they are just, I mean, you can go on. There's just many, many ways. There's just no end to the ways we receive it. But I think the important thing to take away from this is if you are receiving a message, don't second guess yourself. Don't second guess it. Take it right from where it is and, and take it in. Because the more you pay attention to the signs that come in, the messages that come in, the more you will receive. It's almost like you're doing the work to receive it. So it's worth it for them to, because I think it's spirit, you know, it takes a lot of effort to change the vibratory nature of that consciousness.
It really does.
Yeah, we're a very dense vibrational planet, I think. So, it's exciting though, and
For spirit, it's not always easy, you know, to be able to manipulate the denser energies. You're absolutely right. So, if you see it and you know it's from your loved one, certainly acknowledge it because they're trying so hard to get your attention.
Yeah, and you know, you can also ask them for specific types of signs. You know, like there's really common things like coins, feathers, numbers. Numbers are huge. Seeing like 111 a lot or whatever. I get 444 a lot. And it's just so exciting. And, don't let the doubters knock you off your path and just go with it and realize it's not supernatural. It's actually just abilities that we've removed ourselves from over the years with, as you know, the chatter from around us, like, you know, that's woo-woo or that's crazy. Well, each to his own, right? So let the doubters and the haters have their feelings, but you know, and we all know deep inside what's going on.
Well, okay. I think the doubters, the reason why there's doubters is like, I think they feel that we're connected to the devil or something like that, which is actually the opposite. We are very spiritual and connected that way. You know what I mean? It's they think it's the woo woo is bad, like the devil, you know, connected to that.
Well, I think, you know, whatever you call the divine intelligence that moves everything on this experience, you can give it any name you want. It remains the same. And religion can't separate it. It's not a man-made concept. This is greater than all of us. And I have been assured by just all the studies I've done. I love Anita Morjani to follow for this energy. But she, you know, everyone that I have ever studied, it's pure love. Like, it's just pure, unadulterated love. There's no brouhaha. There's no dogma. There's no titles or names. It's just pure love. Words don't do it justice, but, yeah. But I hope everybody gets to feel that in their lives. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, kids, who's ready to take some calls? We've got quite a call board today. That's good. And I have a feeling I know who caller number one is. Hi, 256. Is it Kim?
Hi. Yes, it is.
I got it right this time. How you doing? This is Kim from Georgia.
Hello,
sorry.
Yeah. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Have you got any control on your volume, love? Just to turn it up a bit? Okay. Sound is so important.
Can you hear me better now?
That's much better. Thank you. Welcome. How are you doing? Happy Sunday.
Oh, it's going well. I got some rest this weekend, so it's going well.
Oh, it's so important. And I know a lot of people aren't resting these days. It's really hard to sleep and whatnot. So smart and wise and good. Did you have a specific question, Kimberly, or just seeing what's coming in? Or how would you like to roll with this?
Just see what's coming in. No specific questions.
Okay. Chime in, Tony or Jessica, if either of you have anything.
Actually, I do.
Perfect. Yeah, that's lovely.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica.
Hi.
When you first came on, we always love when you call in. Before you even answered the question or asked the question, this card flew right up and almost kind of hit me in the face. Just like with... up. It's the freedom card. And it says you are releasing any self-imposed restrictions or perceived limitations through the loving energy of openness. Do you feel that you're kind of going through that right now?
Yes.
Yeah. It says your natural state of being is of one, boundless freedom and joy. Don't suppress your God-given potential by weighing yourself down with other people's opinions or expectations. Get in the daily habit of setting the intention to be yourself and allow yourself to live who you show to the world. Ooh, I like that. It just feels like for me, you're kind of going through this transformation, in a sense, if you will, where you're finding that freedom of being who you are and letting go of any of those, you know, self-imposed restrictions. Got you. Yeah.
Oh, I love
Thank
that.
You. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
How about you, Tony? Did you want to go ahead?
Yeah. Sure. So are you, Kim? Hi, Kim. Happy Sunday.
Hi.
Excuse me. Are you trying to lead somebody to be better? Or I see, like, leading the family. I see you, like, on a horse with the flag busting through, like, leading the family to the water or trying to get a person to drink the water, you know, to be better, something like that.
Yeah,
and it's hard, right? They're balking off.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I see. But I do see you busting through. So, I mean, I think it's a lot what Jessica was saying. Your intelligence will override that person or what you're doing, and you'll be able to outsmart them in a good way so they'll be better. You just have to have patience, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to take a while. Because you know that saying, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make them drink?
Absolutely.
That's what I see. Mm-hmm. But they will eventually drink. It's kind of like my daughters. Whenever I say something to them, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for them to realize that I was right. And, you know, because they don't want to be a mom. And then it seems like 3 weeks later, the light bulb goes off and they'll never tell me I was right, but they'll do it.
Absolutely.
So that's what I see. Mm-hmm. That's what I see happening for you.
Okay.
Beautiful. Wow, that's lovely, you guys. Hi, Kimberly. I immediately started to draw a compass when you spoke. So the meaning of the compass, it represents a safe and smooth journey. It's going to point you in the right direction, and you will never get lost. And the compass can symbolize that although it may take a while for you to reach your destination, you will get there no matter what. There's that thing from Tony there. For a wanderer, the journey may be tough, but it is a gratifying experience, and in this way, the compass represents guidance, safety, and security. Nice.
Yeah,
I agree. Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think, you know, from all of what came through together, I think you can safely journey forth and not worry. I think it's going to be okay. Yeah. And the leadership thing, you know, leading the horse to water, it's, you know, it's really hard, but, you know, you persist, and that's what's going to make you successful, you know?
Right. Well, thank you all. It really helped. Thank you.
Lovely, Kimberly. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay. I just wanted to say hi to the people in the chat room because we sort of leaving them sitting there. I hope they've got snacks. So there's Sue McCarthy and Eliza's Angels. I guess she may have left. But anyway, welcome. We are aware of you, and we send you love. So here we go. So our next caller is 919. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Sri.
Can you spell that, please?
S-H-R-E-E.
Sri. Sri. Oh, pretty. That's a beautiful name. I've never heard it before, but it's lovely. Welcome, Sri. Can we help you tonight? It's not night, it's afternoon. Okay. I don't know where I am. How can we help you? We really are. We're not drunk, so don't worry. We're just goofy.
Thank you for taking my call. Just anything that shows up that needs to be heard, I guess, for me.
Okay. Well, unless Jess and Tony want to go ahead, I can tell you what's coming in immediately for me is a merry-go-round, like a carousel, you know, with the horses and whatnot. I'm getting a feeling that there's something is being repeating something over and over again, and you would like to stop that cycle. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah.
Same thing keeps happening.
It's been like that for, I would say, decades, actually, so that's spot on.
Yeah, repeating the same thing over and over again. Is this causing your vital energy to sort of erode a little bit? Are you feeling a little bit less than powerful because of it?
I was just listening in the beginning of the show about signs and connection and feeling grounded. And I've had that connection and that ability to just knowing. And that cord seems to be, in my mental state, lost. I'm not sure if it is lost, but it's not there feeling-wise. And,
it's just it's misplaced, honey.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Just misplaced.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that's comforting. Just that void is more obvious.
Yeah. Is this a person keeping you down? Another person? Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think it's more. I've had a shaman reading or a shaman session, and since that shaman session, parts of me seem lost, absent almost, and that's primarily why I called, because I don't know what to do.
I'm going to ask Jess and Tony, are we talking about a psychic attack?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think your heart needs to be open. Your heart is closed. There's something. Do you feel like that? That you're cut off, like you're cut off?
Yeah. All the time.
And your heart is closed. It said a breaking communication, disharmony, the need to find self-love. Are you not giving yourself enough, you know, credit or Could it be something at work? Like work comes into the picture too for me.
I find that whatever I do seems to place me back more than progress me in these past couple of years, I guess. I think ever since that shaman session, which was February, I would say, 20, right before COVID, that level of self-confidence and power has been visible to me and for me.
Wow. Did this, sorry to interrupt, did this person who read, the shaman reader, did they do something negative to you or with you?
It was a distant session, so I don't know, and I partly blame myself for it because I should have known better. I'm very cautious about disclosing myself to anyone. I'm very private about things, and it was just that state of mind was just absent. So when I connected with this shaman, and I keep on repeating in my head what exactly led to this, like if it's part of the plan or, you know, just, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's part of the plan. It's just part of the process, you know, reconnecting to faith. And then sometimes I feel stupid, like the village idiot. So.
No.
Yeah.
I see a reset button. You need to do a reset is what I'm thinking. I have a friend that when that happened to me, I had this person that was kind of stalking me or wouldn't stay out of my life. It was also done by a phone call. She was a very old lady from Israel, and she told me, and it might sound funny, but she had me put a bowl of sugar. She told me to get a plastic bowl, put sugar in it, put that person's name in it, and put it in the freezer and keep it in there. And I swear to God, whether it's mental or whatever, it worked for me. So, I mean.
Wait, a bowl of sugar and the person's name?
Yeah. So you put the person's name on a piece of paper and you put it in the bowl of sugar and put the bowl of sugar in the freezer and just leave it there. I mean, it's silly. Wow. It sounds silly, but it worked. I mean, it might work for you.
I'll definitely try
it.
Try, that.
Try, right? Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah.
If nothing else, it lightens up the experience because if you're laughing at, you know, if you're thinking it's silly, it's going to make you laugh. But I think it's energy. It's energy work, like whatever you're using as a tool. It's, you know, if you think it's going to work for you, it generally will, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anything else that needs to be, like, in my awareness right now?
Well, why don't we see what Jessica's pulling in for
me? Well, the card that immediately popped out for you, I had two that popped out at the same time. And the first card that came out was release. So there's definitely something you're needing to release. The card says you have the ability to give over unwanted energies to the loving forces of the universe. Yeah. So just a confirmation on that. Wow, that's awesome. And then I have right after that, I think once this is achieved, right after that I get peacefulness, the card that came out. Recognize that balance, kindness, and love bring calmness to your soul. So I think you're just kind of in pursuit of that. And there's so many wonderful techniques to release, you know, of things. Also, I feel like what Tony was saying, that you keep yourself closed off, like blocked, kind of. And that could also work the opposite way, where you're blocking good things coming in as well. Does that make sense?
Very much so.
Yeah, it can go both ways.
Very much so.
So there's kind of an imbalance there.
energy, you know, like you could even lay down and bring the energy from the crown all the way down to the base, to balance, you know, because, you know, sometimes our energetic centers, our chakras, can be misaligned or imbalanced. It's kind of wobbly. And that's a really good way of doing it.
If one is having, like, if you're having trouble visualizing, what, I love the sugar, the bowl and the sugar, and that's, like, physical. That could be done as far as realigning the chakras. And I know you have to imagine that vortex to come through from the universe. Mm-hmm. How would it translate into a physical action?
You could probably take, you could even use a bell and then just kind of chime the bell and run it through your body. And you could feel the vibrational difference. And when,
I like
which
that.
Energy center is off or not. Yeah, it's really neat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, brilliant. I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just want to ask you, Sri, where does Taurus come in for you?
As far as the sign or person sign?
Yeah, the sign, I'm thinking Earth, and I associate that with Taurus, the Earth signs of the zodiac.
I'm a Cancer. July 5th is my birth date. My brother and sister-in-law are Tauruses, and I have one friend who's a Virgo. Oh, and my nephew's a Virgo.
Yeah, this may not be so much about astrology, or it's more of the earth element. I'm feeling that, actually, if you can, after we hang up, go online and study the elements and all the different. Oh, in fact, it's in our slideshow about earth, air, water, and fire. And I just feel that. Oh, Sue McCarthy just suggested that could be her rising sign. So, yeah, very, very good point. Thank you, Sue. Absolutely. Oh, and hi, Skating Angel. You've joined us in the chat room. Lovely. It could be your rising sign. But, again, I'm feeling a strong sense of earth. So maybe, grounding. Look up grounding and earthing and see. I know it's pretty cold right now, but it's a good way to rebalance yourself, and I just feel like the earth is calling out to you. But do look up all the elements and all the different energies associated with it. It's really cool to sort of learn those things. I have a feeling you are a very tactical person who likes to see the thing. So next week, if you can call in, we're talking about tools that you can actually use, hands-on tools like pendulums, you know, all the different things we work with. And they are often very symbolic, but they do enhance the abilities that you are working with. So, yeah, keep on regathering your, like, bring your power back, because if it's seeped out a little bit, it hasn't been lost. It's just a matter of regaining it. And, beautiful. I'm really excited for your journey, Sri. I think you're going to be rising into your sacred self again.
Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned Earth, because right while I was listening to you guys, I was sitting around a pond and just watching birds and then watching the water, the wind move the water. So spot on. Everyone has been 100% spot on. So thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you. You confirmed a lot that's been absent at the moment. So thank you.
Yeah. I think you know yourself better than you give yourself credit for, Sri. I think you've got a lot of wisdom. Just right there.
Thank you.
Let it come through. Yeah, you're pretty awesome. So there you go.
I see that.
Thank you, you guys. Yeah. Everyone here, amazing, beautiful. It's fantastic to hear this and just appreciate it even more when it kind of resonates and connects too. So thank you for taking my call. And I will definitely call back next week and listen to the show next week as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love and light to you, Sri. Thank you so much. We really loved having you on here. That was great.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye, honey.
Everyone.
Thanks.
Bye.
Beautiful. Bye-bye. Well, oh, lovely. Wow.
What a beautiful person.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like bubbles are all around. This is lovely.
Yeah.
All right, where are we here? So 205, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Oh.
Welcome. How are you doing? Your voice
I'm
is familiar.
Well, thank you.
I think we've connected with you before, haven't we?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I recognize that. Yeah. Well, how can we help you today, Patricia?
Yes, just whatever important messages that Spirit has for me, please, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Patricia, do you have a brother? On the other side?
Not on the other side.
Okay, it doesn't have to be like a blood relative, but it feels like a male energy that is,
yes, I do.
Could be a brother to you, but maybe not by blood, but certainly by soul connection.
Yes, I have a couple of friends on the other side.
Okay, I'm going to describe a personality who probably was a big guy on Earth. And with a big, booming sense of humor and laughter. That's how they're describing themselves.
Is it Rika or Robert?
The Robert resonates Robert. More, but this is what this person is showing is like a big guy who had an equally big sense of humor, a big, booming sort of, like everything was just a good laugh, a big laugh.
Yeah. Well, that's Rika. Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them were big guys. They both were big guys. But Rika had the sense of humor.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just see what they're... I'm seeing like a gravel road.
Well, he had an accident on a motorcycle, and that's how he passed.
Wow.
He was
hit
on Halloween on a motorcycle. He was hit like twice. Yeah.
What they're making me feel is that to reassure you that all the boo-boos go away, like when somebody's in an accident or hurt or sick or in pain, whatever that, once they've transitioned, it's all... they're back to perfection. And not only that personality, but all the personalities they've had in past lives, right? So they're bringing back a beautiful sense of perfection again, and they're okay. They want you to know they're okay. And I have a feeling that they want you to, like, laugh, like big boom and laugh, that big, beautiful sense of humor. So don't forget to laugh. It does lift you right up. You know, it really does. So Tony and Jessica, where are you guys? I'll let you chime in here, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can go.
Go ahead, Jess. Thanks. Thank you.
As soon as you came on, I got a card that flew out for you. It was discernment. I don't know if Spirit's wanting to give you this card for some... I don't know if you're in the midst of this area where you are needing more discernment at the time or using discernment. It says you are developing the skill to distinguish love from fear and truth from illusion. Do you kind of feel that happening with you?
Yes, I am definitely starting to feel more... and sense more, and also intuition-wise, I'm still trying to figure that part out. It's like I feel like I'm being shown or told But then I'm not sure if it's just me in my own mind saying things or, you know, suspecting things. So, along with all the numbers that I see all day, all the time that I write down, 11, 11, 12, 12, 10, 10, 4, 4, 3. Oh, it's just so many numbers.
Yeah, I think this card is just about that, you know. You're learning to use that discernment, that intuition. And it says you are developing the skill to distinguish love from fear-based thoughts and truth from illusion. So that's what Spirit wants to fly out. It's probably just a validation of where you're at. And I would just say with that intuition, sometimes, yeah, intuition speaks, you just know. So don't doubt your intuition.
Yes.
I think it's about that too. Yeah. Don't doubt your intuition. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I see you with a bunch of balloons lifting you off the ground. It's like, you know, and there's gossip and all kinds of things around you, and you're trying to rise above all of that. And I think, like what Jessica's saying, is that's why you're not trusting yourself. You have to let, like Lynn was saying at the beginning and when we were talking about naysayers, you've got to let that go. So you need to rise above. I think you're headed up that way, but you're still doubting yourself.
Yes, and it's so ironic that you say that because there is a lot of that going on at the present, with family and, it's just a lot that's going on. It has been going on in the last few months here, but before all of this started, it seemed as if I was made aware that it was coming. I actually had these dreams, and I'm not sure if I talked to you all about the dreams, but it was over a course of a couple of nights where I, and it's more so about the discernment part too, but I dreamed that I had birthed a baby, and then I dreamed that I made love to a man, and then I dreamed that I took care of my patients. And then lastly here, I had a dream that I got married. And all the while, I was seeing the numbers, and I'm still seeing these numbers with more numbers, but it was 10-10, 11-11, 12-12. And then so that was at that time. That's all of the numbers that I would see during those dreams. But now what is added on is 3-3, 4-4, 5-5. And so I always go and look for the angel reading. And it always, the angels seem to tell me that I am going the right way, continue on your path. You know, we're here. We're here. So, it seems like as if to me it's almost like a pull, like that tug of war, like I am rising, but here it is, you know, that lower energy that tends to try and pull, you know, and I'm just like, no, you got to let go. You got to let go.
Yeah.
I'm going up.
Yeah, I see a lot of restless energy around you, and
you
just have to, you know, it's with the arrogance and the gossip, and it just says that you have a thirst for information, and you know, you pursue that. So, you just have to get rid of the negative energy, which is hard to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially when it's so close to you, it's family, and you know, But I'm working. I'm sorry.
No, because when you're up in the balloon, I see a bunch of, you know, like alligators chattering on the bottom there. So.
Oh, wow. But you do see me finally just, you know, rising above. Because that's what I feel eventually.
Your intelligence will do that. Yeah, I think, you're going to rise above. I feel you're on the right path. Like what Jessica and Lynn were saying, you know, you just have to tune. You're going to have to figure out a way to tune the negativity out. And once you do that, you'll be on, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know much about numbers. Do you guys know what those numbers mean? I don't really know much
there's
about
a lot
those
of
numbers.
Good, there's a lot of good, if you type in spiritual meaning of numbers, you'll get a variety. Like if you go angel numbers, it might just bring you too much. It might narrow it down too much, but just the spiritual meaning of numbers. A really good numerologist that I've known for many years is Alison Bauman, B-A-U-G-H-M-A-N. She's just fabulous. You can find her on Facebook. She's probably on Instagram and Twitter as well, but I connect with her through Facebook. She's the real deal. She's very humble, and she's not like a she's not flaky, if you know what I mean. There's some, I've met in the sort of arena that are a little bit like, you know, I'm sorry, but you are a little bit, woohoo, like that shaman that I think, Shri was connected with probably, I think there are some to be avoided. But I just wanted to add, Patricia, that a wedding, when you dream of a wedding, it doesn't necessarily mean the obvious face value of it. It can very often be dreaming about a transition you're making, right? And it could be a job or a move or a relationship. It doesn't have to be strictly about a wedding. I have a feeling it's pointing you towards a transition you're making. And I just wanted to share one cool thing with you that I find very useful, because as empaths, the world gets to you. It just does. And I defy you to find a single, spiritual person who hasn't like wanted to punch somebody in or, you know, punch somebody out or accelerate the hand of karma, et cetera. Like we're human, right? But when it gets to me like that, there's two things that work. And I will often make a cup of lemon balm tea because it's a lovely sedative that doesn't make you drowsy. And the other thing is in my head, I channel Glinda the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz. And I say, you have no power here. Be gone. And it does. It shoots them right out of your spiritual place, you know? Boundaries, boundaries. Yeah, you don't even let them in. Just tell them, be gone. You have no power here, because they don't unless you give them permission, right? So,
Beautiful.
It's hard
Beautiful.
Being on the earth. it's not easy being here, you know? Shannon Johnson, who's one of the network members, she often reminds us that we're in one of the lowest vibrational dimensions. Like this is, you know, it's hard here, but it's meant to be hard. The lessons are hard, but they are, I think they're worth it. Some people don't consider life worth living, but we're here to learn. And boy, the more you learn, the better it gets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes. Well, thank you, ladies, very much. I'll tell you right quick, the transition when you mentioned love and job, I am, both of them I'm very open to. I am working, but and grateful, but I am looking for something else. And as far as relationship go, it's been about 4 years here. And since I've had a significant partner or partner in life, so I am very open to that. So just like the last caller, you ladies, I agree, you ladies are very beautiful earth angels, and we all love you. We love your messages, and we look forward to talking to you and receiving those God-gifted messages from you ladies. You just don't know how enlightenment in your beautiful words help, bring us through and keep us going. So I love you all. Many blessings, and until we meet again, please stay safe and take care. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you. That's so beautiful. I'm feeling my heart just expanding with your words. It's
mine
so lovely.
Too. Mine
yeah,
too.
Oh,
that's
from love.
Yep, that's clairsentience.
I really mean it. It's so beautiful. I really mean it. So I felt my heart. Oh, my God. I just felt, you know, because you just don't know how much you ladies, you know, bring to, you know, any one of us that's calling, that, you know, feeling whatever we may be feeling at that time. And after we hear that beautiful message, you know, where it takes us or bring us out of. And so I am grateful for you today. Again, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. We'll talk to you again, I hope. And
yes.
Shine on.
Yes.
Okay. Love and light. Thank
love
you.
And light.
Wow, what a lovely maybe
yeah.
Sunday people are just like just such high vibrational people. I don't know.
They're amazing.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Hi, 267. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Is this Jessica from Australia?
No, I've never called before.
Oh, okay. Oh. We have a Jessica that calls the show. She's from Australia. And I often wonder if she's up in the middle of the night or something. But, well, welcome, Jessica. How can we help you today? Do you have a question? Or?
I'm just kind of sorting through some stuff. So just curious what messages come through.
Okay. Anybody ready to go? If not, okay. Well, I'm getting a flower symbol for you, Jessica, and I'm on the Hootersville phone line, so I've got to just look it up for you. But it's the flax flower, and I don't know what the meaning of it. I'm just a spiritual.
What flower is it?
It's the flax flower. It's a beautiful little blue flower. They're just they're gorgeous, and they're tiny, but they're, you know, when you talk about seeing a world in a grain of sand, this is, you know, you look deeply into this flower, and it's just beautiful. Flax flower. Okay, here we go. Should be getting it in. Here we go. Okay. So flax, I'm just getting the first word that jumps up to me here. So the flax flower, it says that it is symbolizes domesticity, wisdom, righteousness, religious focus, and we can take that to mean spiritual focus, and the afterlife. I would ask, Jessica, are you working on becoming like a psychic intuitive or a medium?
I am. I do that at work. Yeah,
I feel strongly that that's what they're talking about, like the afterlife, spiritual focus. And I think they're adding that the wisdom. Do you work out of your own home or do you have an office?
That's actually what I'm sort of sorting out. I'm in the process of like working out a partnership with someone, but and originally I thought I was moving ahead with them and I was really excited about it. And I'm going to, you know, to be working out of their location. But then I had some realizations come in and this person hasn't really done any spiritual growth. And I don't think I can move forward with them. And I'm sort of kind of going back and forth in my head why that's important or not important, but it is. And, so it's just kind of, I'm a little bit upset about it. And now it's like, I feel like a little bit back to the drawing board, although I am more advanced than I was before in this journey. But yeah, that's what that's about, working outside somewhere with other people.
I started doing this work about 12 years ago. And I was brought into it by someone who was already there. I can totally say that I have met, you know, a lot of different metaphysical workers along the way. Some of them, I get the yuck reaction right away. It's not that I hate them as a human being or anything like that, but I don't want them in my energy field. There's something that there's like, they cause a disturbance in the force is the best way I can put it. And I have a feeling you already know the answer. Because you're getting that feeling, you're getting the feeling. So the question for you is to where are you going to go from here? And I feel like if you can base yourself out of your own home, just for a while, get your feet off the ground, do your own work for a while, and wait till you get that positive feeling about the person. Because it doesn't mean they're bad people. They're just not aligned with your energy right now, and it can cause friction. And one thing it does is if you're working with someone that you're not in sync with spiritually or whatever way, it drains your energy. It's like a direct drain, almost like a short circuit on your energy, because you'll find yourself tired. So observe your own feelings, but I think trust your first reaction, your first instinct. That's what intuition is. Tony or Jessica, where are you guys at?
Exactly the conversation I've been having with myself. So yeah, spot on.
Yeah,
I can go. This is hi Jessica. This is Jessica. And when you came on, I pull cards and I shuffle cards. And that usually will make the card that usually you need to hear the guidance that you need to hear. It'll just fly out. And the card that flew out for you is cause and effect. It says, you are aware of the love you create in your thoughts is the agent of change and the foundation of your results. It says, of course, the cause and effect for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That's the law of physics in this physical dimension. There is also a universal law of cause and effect. The circumstances you are living in at this exact moment are a direct result of all the thoughts that you have created or have created. Thoughts are real, and they are made up of energy, color, and density, designed and propelled by your intention. So I think this just kind of further speaks about having that, Following that intuition, that feeling when something's not right, I think part of it too, and I understand why you wouldn't move forward in the partnership. You have to have that balance. There has to be a balance there, and the Bible usually speaks. I don't mean to bring up the Bible, but it's just another. Way of looking at it. In the Bible, they talk about the husband and wife being equally yoked. It's almost the same thing as just saying balance, but that's another way to say it though too. But and I think you really got to trust yourself on this one.
I guess what you're saying is about that equally yoked thing. I mean, I have heard that comment before, but that was like. That was also something that I was bringing up to myself too, of like, this is a partnership and these people aren't my equal. So that is not a partnership.
Right.
I've just been sitting with that a lot, but and I know it just means go back to the drawing board and I have the ability just to create this again. It was so tempting because it was, I'm in a new area and these people have a lot of clients that they would be sending my way. So it was just very tempting, how spirit gives us little tests to see. And I just also feel like I say no to a lot of people a lot, and I want to be saying yes, but again, it has to be right. But I don't want to keep sitting out of the adventure here. Let's put it that way on Earth.
I see you standing alone, Jessica, right now anyway. I see you standing alone. I see like you have like a paper airplane in your hand and you can let that paper airplane go, and basically wherever it lands, you'll be fine, whether it's in your home or if you pick a place. And I don't see that partnerships aren't in your future. Like, I don't see that a team isn't in your future, but I feel that you will always stand alone with your own gifts. So although you might be a part of somebody else's, you know, company or something, but you can't, I don't see you doing well if they're sending you people. You have to get your, you know, have your own. I think you'll feel more comfortable with that. These people are not your equal, but they weren't going to, I feel that they weren't going to treat you as an equal. They were going to treat you below. And you know what I mean? I see below. So everything that you're feeling is absolutely correct. It's not the right time.
Yeah.
You need to stand alone.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the working out of my own home, I mean, anything coming up around that, I don't know if I feel so comfortable. I'm sort of still processing that as far as how feeling comfortable having people come into my own space. And I mean, I kind of went through this thought a couple weeks ago when I was thinking of having a group here, a spiritual group. And I'm just not sure how, I don't know. I don't know if it's just like,
I see a shed or something in your backyard. Do you have a shed or something you could make into a woman's, you know, like, what do they call them? A she shed?
Yeah.
I see that with some vines on it or something. I definitely see some kind of she shed, not in your house, you know, something that's added onto it or.
But is it weird that, like, as far as. And I was having a vision like that as well, like a separate sculpture, you know, like a building on the property. But then people will know where I live. And I've always been very protective over that. And I don't know if it's like time to just let that go or, you know, just for like safety, security reasons or I'm just still sorting that out, sitting with it.
Yeah. I don't know. Lynn, do you feel anything or Jessica about that? I just see the shed. I think it's okay. I mean, I know there's a lot of weird things happening in the world, which makes us think, you know, different. But I do know a lot of people that do work out of their home and not have a problem with it.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Jody Higgins, who used to read with us on the air. She does hosting in her, like she's had groups in her home. But one thing that you can start doing is you can join events. Like that's what Jody does a lot. She goes to events and she'll do like a day or a weekend. I think do a little bit of research on places like, what's that wonderful? It's on the East Coast of the States and I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's like a spiritual community, and it's really well known. And I will look it up and find it.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of what it's called either, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Now she went there. She takes trips there on a regular basis. Like you know, it's like Jody road trip, and she comes back. She's just blown away by what she picks up there. And I think the place I'm talking about is featured in the Netflix show Surviving Death, if you've watched that. And it just talks about it. There's spiritual communities everywhere. Like, you know, you think of Sedona and Mount Shasta and all the places that the energy is very, very dense. But the thing is, you know, if you're not comfortable having people to your home, you can try doing online readings at first, you know. I work steadily with some really cool clients, and I do it online. I do it all around the world. And if you can make yourself a website, and you can certainly, if you want to put your website link in Sacred Embers, you're quite welcome to, and in the Divine Connections page on Facebook, you're welcome to, but it doesn't take much to get people responding to you. And just maybe try online at first if that's something comfortable for you. Zoom works great. You can do video or not video. You know, there's a lot of stuff. It's like baby steps for you. You know, start out quietly because you're a very private person. And, you know, I think that's really very wise, you know. So, you know, do what is, you know, you can stretch your comfort zone by increments. You don't have to sort of like jump in right out into something that you're not comfortable with, but just little increments. These people that want to work with you, it doesn't mean you cut ties with them, but I think you maybe want to adjust how you work with them. You're still a free agent, right? And maybe there's some kind of a barter thing you can do with them to help them. But I think Tony's right. I don't see you working well under, like, as a second tier. It's like a middleman. You don't need a middleman for your work.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think
you stand alone. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But
because I'm new in the area, so I thought that it seemed to be really nice that they were already set up and then they already had. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I've been working online for a long time, so I'd like to, and I have been doing stuff in person, but I'm in a new area, so. Mm-hmm. I would like that in-person connection again. Even though part of me doesn't really like getting dressed every day.
That's funny. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. Well, do try some events, you know. Thing is, what I'm getting in the image I'm being given is of a seed that you plant in the ground. And it develops under the ground before you actually see anything. There's anything visible, but it's growing under there. So let it go at the pace of nature and just let it develop. I just feel like jumping in with these people too quickly is going to make you feel a little bit regretful down the road, a little trappedish, you know. Not that they're creeps or anything, but just you've got to lay your own groundwork and you've got to set your own parameters for what works for you, right? You're not going to do it. You can't do it another person's way. What your work is, it's unique to you. So it's like an inside job, I think we're describing here. And then let it grow naturally. Let it grow, and it will, you know. Here I'm hearing Bruce Lee, you know, be water. Just let it flow as it will. And it will grow for you. It will.
Yeah, it was, my thought was, I mean, they've been very open, like, what do you need and how do you want it set up? And I was definitely, like, we didn't talk money yet, but I was definitely going to keep it separate, that I collected the money and this and that. But I definitely did feel that energy of sort of them wanting me to be a workhorse. And I already told them I don't do it like that. But my thought was, my new thought I've been playing around with, that I was thinking of maybe coming in, offering them to do like a workshop for their staff and teach them how to be better at the work that they do, because it had to do with animals, working with animals. So I was thinking of offering that to them, you know, to bring the vets in and the techs, the nurses and stuff like that, if they wanted, and the dog trainers, if they wanted to come in, and I would demonstrate what I did and kind of guide them through the self-development thing. I don't know if they're going to be open to it, but I was thinking, you know, that's also something that I desire to build up, and maybe, you know, maybe that's of interest and that'll be some self-growth for them, because it was weird. I had asked one of the ladies, like, what does she do self-growth? And she was all like, I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know how to answer. I was like, there's not a, like, that's a personal question.
Not a right answer, right. Yeah.
That's funny.
So weird response. I think that's good. That's like what Lynn was saying about events. You know, that could be the event that you need to put on. I think that's amazing. I wouldn't see why they would say no, especially if they don't do that already in their business. That would be a big asset to help them, you know.
Yeah.
I think you just have to go in there with a written or a plan. And I see written because, you know, possibly you need to have a contract with them, you know, so you won't become the workhorse and you won't get ripped off in a way. You know, just I see contract of some type that you probably
second
need
that.
To.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be, I mean, I always wanted to do workshops like that, but do you think that that is bad for me to go in there and for them to teach, for me to teach them what I do? Or like how I do it. I mean, obviously they can't build up years of experience, but is that like just a weird thing that I have to get over, or is it there's some
yeah.
sort of?
So you have to be like Lynn. You know, Lynn, like she always invites everybody on the page. You know, there's no, I don't think they're ever going to be you. So teaching what you know is okay, because they're not you. You know what I mean? They're not going to replicate what you do. You're just, you know, showing them some tricks or whatever. But I wouldn't be afraid to spread my wings and my knowledge, for sure, to help others.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was playing around with getting over some limiting beliefs around that, but I was like, maybe that's the way forward with them, at least for now.
I think it's an amazing idea. I think it's great.
Thank you. Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah.
I wanted to jump it, but then it was like, no, you can't. Like, no, that's not right.
Well, it's, you know, I think you have a lot of self-awareness. Like, you pretty much know what's going on. It's the second-guessing thing. And believe me, you're not alone. We all do it. And that's where you get yourself in trouble. Follow your heart. Follow the intuition that is coming in for you. It's a tool that we're given when we come to this, you know, to this life. And use it. And use it well, because you've got it going on. You know what's true for you. But share your gifts, obviously, you know. If people don't accept what you're offering, just don't take it personally and move on. The four agreements are a really good thing to go back to for that, so you're not getting hurt by those who don't, you know, vibrate at the same frequency as you do. There will be, you'll attract the right people. You'll attract the ones that are meant to be working with you. Trust that. Trust yourself, trust your journey, and trust the process. And, you know, ask for help. Give your divine team, whatever you want to call them, your spirit guides, your angels, whatever name you want to give them permission to help you and ask for the answers, and then let them come in. So it's like what Tony was saying, listening. Just when you listen and then take that and run with it. It works. It really does. It's quite a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. It's funny because you say like listen to your heart, and then it's like, well, listen to your intuition, which I think is kind of two separate things, because the heart for me is, and that's where like the mind stuff, the second guessing comes in. Which I wasn't going to move forward. I mean, I'm very aware, like when I get the intuition that it's like, I know I can't follow it. I can't even like, I can't override it anymore. I'm past that. But my heart will say, oh, this is the universe bringing me what I wanted. My angels and my guides bringing me what I wanted. This is great. You know, these seeds have blossomed. And, but then my intuition says, oh, but you know, you notice that they don't really do self-growth. That's not a partnership. And so you see how it's like that. It feels like two separate things for me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? The heart that makes
yay.
Total sense. Yeah.
Yep. Well, this, I think we all at some point, and it happens like, you know, sort of as the human grows up and you go into adolescence or whatever, and you get your heart broken by, you know, loving the wrong people or trusting the wrong person. And we learn through those painful experiences. Meg Christensen, who's a beautiful musician, says that great wisdom through painful experience is an inside job. So we teach our heart to be a little bit more discerning. You know, the heart isn't innocent abroad. And it's like, yay. And it's the thing like, what? I'm going to go pet that. You know, well, maybe you got to think for a minute before you pat everything. What I mean, it's just the heart just needs to be kept innocent like that. But they, you know, maybe those two things in balance, like your intuition is going, don't put your hand on that hot plate, you know, but the heart's like a little kid, like, wow, you know, I want to taste everything and do everything and dance. And yeah, don't ever lose that. But, you know, it's tempered by those little warning signs that come in. What did I write down here? Your spider senses are tingling. So that's, you can just say, you know, that's what's happening. You're picking up on the things. But you know what? We can never, like, if you feel like you want to jump in. But the thing is, if it does go a little south or something for you, remember that the road goes on. You know, you just get back on your path and keep going. There's no failures. There's no mistakes. It's all learning. So, you know.
Yeah. And I'm not doing it. I don't feel like, I don't even feel the yes anymore. It wore off within like 2 days. So, you know, it's always good to leave some time in between a decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then that the intuitions arise and then it's like, this settled and no. And for me, it's, I used to always give people a chance and then another chance and then another chance when I would get these intuitions. So for me, it's refining it that, like, right when I meet somebody and I notice a funny thing, then it's like you say no right there. That way you don't get hurt, because then I would go down that path that I would get hurt and then I get angry. It's ugly. So now I've been refining it that it's like you feel that it's off from the beginning, yeah. And you're like, I already know that road. I'm not going down that road again.
That's
so
good.
That's where I'm at with my journey.
Sounds like growth to me.
It is. Yeah, I get a lot of growth.
Yeah, we all do, though, you know, and the people that work with more than just the five senses, like the sensitive, the so-called two sensitive people, they're the ones that take it in the neck from the world, from everything. But it's learning to be, it's learning the difference between responding and reacting. So, you know, say you get bullied, instead of reacting to the bully, you respond. And we get stronger in that as we go. And honestly, you're doing great, and you're going to just get better and better at discerning. You will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you,
I agree. Yeah,
if you do make a boo-boo, don't blame yourself. Just go, oh, I learned from that one. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a knock on the shins, but, you know, it's like, ow, 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 and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not personal. It really isn't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate the chat and the readings. So it's always helpful to discuss the lessons and be witness.
Beautiful.
So thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Jessica. It was lovely talking to you. Love and light to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Oops. That's me being a terrible operator. Let me find. Here we go. 828, you're on the air. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, it's Elizabeth, Eliza's angel.
Oh,
it's
hi
my
there. You got through.
Hi,
well, that's, yeah, you were in the chat room. That's fabulous. I'm glad you got through. Well, how can we help you, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I've been on a long journey my whole life.
Ooh,
and,
okay.
I am now at a place that I love. I mean, I just feel more of me than I've ever felt in my life. I'm happy. You know, it's, as far as career-wise, it's like, you know, I've just always tried to do other things than what I've always loved to do, and I'm doing what I love, but it's not easy, and it may never come into fruition financially. But, you know, there's just, at my age now, I feel like I'm in my last pinnacle in numerology. And I don't want to do anything else. And so, I just want to know if anybody got anything, is getting anything about this time in my life.
I have to ask, have you ever seen a movie, Elizabeth, called The Misfits with Clark Gable, Marilyn Monroe,
yes.
Montgomery?
Of course.
You have? Okay,
oh,
well,
yes.
What's coming yes. What I'm getting? Did you remember when Marilyn Monroe and Clark Gable move out to the land and just live in that cabin?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So Marilyn's character asks Clark's character, what are we going to do out here? And he says, just live. And that's, I think, a message coming through to you. You don't have to do anything. You're perfect as you are in the eyes of spirit. And the thing is, if you just want to live, just live, you know, and take deep breaths and remember that every drop and every second of your life is a gift and a miracle. And that can be enough. And if you want to branch out and add things to it, then you go right ahead. I have to ask, Elizabeth, did you ever square dance? I don't.
I've danced a lot.
Dancing.
I love it.
Is a former partner on the other side for you, someone you used to find a good dancer?
No. Not
okay.
That I know.
Okay. I'm getting such a strong image of you. And you know those amazing dresses that square dancing ladies wear? They puff right out. I'm seeing you in a beautiful outfit like that dancing. And I don't know what that means. It could be like...
Well, I was dancing with a group here called the Calendar Girls. And we always wore cute little outfits. It was for women over 60, and we went and danced on different places. And our charity was for the guide dogs for veterans.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe that's what it isn't square dancing, but you have like a big skirt in that?
I had a bunch of little skirts, like little tutus and stuff like that. But I do have a big skirt that I used to belly dance in.
Oh, cool. Well, whatever
it is. I just love
to
dance.
Well, that dancing certainly coming in, whatever this image is I'm seeing, the closest I could think was the big square dance. But if those, it's about the big skirt that billows out. So I think they're just giving you, if you don't want to do anything, at least keep dancing, I think is your message there, like keep dancing. It's so
well,
important. And
it's not that
magical.
I'm not doing anything. I am doing a lot. You know, and
yeah.
I have a couple of things out there that I'm waiting to hear. But yeah, I'm an actor, so the business is just very hard.
But
I also teach, so that gives me I love teaching too. That gives me, you know, some financial stability, but not much. But I decided to just quit all day jobs and just be an actor, and I get my partial Social Security and I teach and stuff, but that's what I do. So I mean, I have like 3 auditions in the last couple of weeks, and you know, I'm just waiting to hear on anything. So
yeah, I think talk to Tony about this. She's been there.
So
I don't think my sister's been where I've been, but that's
no.
Well, I'm going to put you over to Tony. And yeah.
Yeah, Beth, and I call her Beth. I just gave her name away. So I think, and what I see is, since you've given up, I don't know how to put it, because I don't, you know, want you to get upset or anything with me. But I see more jobs coming your way than ever before, because you've let go. Yeah, that's what I should
say. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So I think you're on the right path. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And because of your past and the pain, and going to all the auditions and maybe not getting to where you were. Well, you never could do it 100% because you had to take care of your son. So now that you've
right.
grown and you have a wonderful husband that takes care, you know, that doesn't care that you go out and seek your dreams, I think you're on definitely on the right path. You're doing it. And there's no consequences.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm
saying? No, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And
oh. Right.
I'm never as thrilled as I am when I'm on a movie set or a TV set. I'm never as happy, except for when I had my baby and when I married Sean.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Beautiful.
And I just can't see myself doing anything else anymore. I just can't, you know.
Well, why would you? Why would you?
I don't know. I mean, we're not rich and we don't know where we're going to be in the next 10 years financially or anything. And no, I mean, I'm not going to stop doing it. I just don't know if it's going to, I don't know, take us.
I have to just say,
somewhere
do what
more
you love. Do what you love and the money will follow. It's been said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's true. I think it's true.
Yep.
What I got for you, hi Elizabeth, this is Jessica. What I got for you, as I was shuffling the deck, this card flew out for you and it was elevation.
Mm.
And it says, you're making the conscious decision to raise your vibration of love. Which means, in order to live and a fulfilled life of complete happiness and enjoyment, you first must become mindful of how you perceive the world and your place in it. What you think has a tremendous influence on how your soul will experience life in its many diverse situations. As magnetic beings, our souls work perfectly within the law of attraction and draw to us exactly what we create with our thoughts. So, and again, the elevation card, I think, speaks about just where you're at. And you don't know. You don't know where you're looking for or where you're kind of headed. It's kind of like, where do we go from here? The elevation card tells me you've risen to a level where you just let that love and that creative and that conscious decision within you and that vibration raise, you're going to be right where you need to be.
Good. Great.
And yeah, that's what I got.
Because, I mean, that's how I feel most of the time. But then there are times when I lose confidence, you know, or maybe I didn't do this right, or maybe I didn't, you know, I get, and I'm trying, that's part of my past, and I'm trying to keep that part silent, you know, to just get over it. And enjoy what is right now, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm even looking at people differently. People don't bother me as much as they did, I think, in the last 20 years. I mean, but before that, I mean, I loved people, and I was always smiling, and I was always happy, and then something happened, and I became bitter, And I'm out of that now again, and I'm happy.
Yes, and that's what the card was indicated, that you have elevated beyond that.
Yeah. I love it.
Great.
Yeah. Wow. Trust yourself, though, hon. You just Elizabeth, you're. I think you've got more going on than you. Like, really give yourself credit, and it's okay to be okay. It's okay to be yourself. I absolutely love your voice, and I hope you get lots of roles. You know, I feel like you do really good character work.
Yeah, that's what I do. I am a character actress. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd pay to go see you. I would. No, I think you've got a lovely energy, and just keep.
Well,
I
just did this Lifetime movie. That'll be out in June. So,
okay, what's it called? Do you remember?
It's called Romantic Rewrite.
Okay, we'll have a look for that.
And I play Aunt Edith, so it's very character-like, and it was so much fun. And I'm just
those, yeah.
And it's been since October, so I'm starting to get like antsy. I want to be on a set again. You know,
wonderful. Yeah. Well, hopefully it's as we get back to normal, like you can do a lot of work because I think the character roles are what gives things flavor. It gives the story flavor.
Yeah.
You know, you're the salt of the story, or the garlic or whatever flavor you like, you know, the sugar. But anyway, keep on rocking it because, you know, we really, you know, chronologically and time-wise, we don't have a lot of time here. So it doesn't make sense to waste any of it doing dumb stuff you don't like, you know. It's not logical.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's just working until you know, at something you don't like until you die. And it's like, okay, and all that you got is money to live, but to keep living how, you know?
Yeah. No, I think you're going to do fine. Yeah. Keep on doing what you do. And I think,
thanks,
as you say, the money will come in.
Thank you all.
See,
it's so nice to listen to you.
I see you on the float. I see you and Sean on a float. Like, you never dip underneath the water. So you're always on top. Yeah.
Wow.
We always
joke about, you know, getting a float and putting it on the roof in case the next hurricane and we get you know, in case we get, you know, the water comes up to our roof, it'll just take us out.
Yeah, that's
what I think, yeah. Wow. Well, don't forget, Jessica, Elizabeth, sorry, my brain fell out. Don't forget, Elizabeth, that wealth can be described in many ways, and it's not always got to do with how much money you've got. It's not your bank account. It's the wealth that you, and I feel that you and Sean have a lot to be grateful for. You have many blessings with each other. So,
we do, and our children are, you know, the biggest blessings, and you know, but also, you know, my family and Tony, everybody's always, you know, been there for me. But, you know, it's just nobody can do it but yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
What you focus on will expand.
And I'm very spiritual. I'm always looking into, look at a horoscope. I have a pack of inner child cards. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but they're like the tarot, but they're more like fairy tales and stuff, but it has the same arcana in it, you know, arcana in it, you know, and stuff. And runes, and I like numerology, and, you know, I'm always looking at stuff. And, you know, when I was really, like, trying to make it as an actor when I was younger, I mean, it was all so negative, and I just come out of that now. It's just, just over. I don't feel like the negativity I just push back because that's not what I want. You know, this is what I want. So,
yeah.
You know, I can't listen to any more negativity about what I'm doing. You know,
good for you.
I can't.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. You're doing it. Just keep on shining your light and keep on kicking butt as an actress. And I just think you're going to make it. Yeah.
Yep.
You can't possibly not make it with that attitude. It's great. So there you go.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, just make it as enough where we're okay. You know, that's all I care about. You worry when you get old. We're just like, we don't have a lot of Social Security money, you know, that's going to be coming or, you know, it's just, we just want to make sure that we're comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, right now we're really lucky because we live on a beach and we live in a cute little cottage and you know, but, you know, everything around us is growing and we may not be able to keep up with it. So I just want to make sure that we're going to be okay, though, you know.
Okay. Well, before we wrap up with you, Elizabeth, I just want to remind you the words of Lao Tzu, okay? When you're living in the past, you're feeling depression. Living in the future will bring on anxiety. So stay in the present moment, and you will find peace. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. It's true, too.
Thank you so much. All of you.
Okay. Break a leg, Elizabeth, and let us know how
Break
it goes, okay? Okay.
Yes, I will. I will.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I love listening to you guys. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, beautiful soul, beautiful soul. Here we go. All right. We may or may not get to all our callers, but we're certainly going to try here. 610, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Are you with us? Okay. We may have put them to sleep.
Lost
so.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've got people all numbered here. And
yeah.
Seven. Okay. 303, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Allison?
Allison, hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How can we help you? Have you got a question or anything we can do for you?
Yeah. Oh boy. I don't want to give out too much information here. So, do you need a specific question, or can I just kind of focus in on without any information or details, just an area concerning health?
Certainly.
Yeah. That'll suffice. That'll suffice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. And, no details. In fact, if we're reading, it's better not to have too many details because, we don't want to be led, you know. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. Just the general area of health.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Sorry, you asked it. Don't mind me. Okay, so what we're picking up in the general area of your health. Is there an injury involved here?
More than one.
Okay. So there's several areas of healing that are all happening at once. It's okay.
It's kind of like a network of they're all related. They're individual, but it's a network, you know, like a web of
okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Without sounding simplistic, have you ever worked on any of the techniques like yoga or?
I am a huge lifelong Eastern medicine, alternative medicine. You know, it's not to say that I don't do Western medicine when it becomes really necessary. But I was, I often say I'm an Asian person trapped in a Western body. And that's really reflective of my approach, I would say, to health and healing.
Beautiful.
Very, very interesting field for me. I don't have a degree in it or anything. It's just a great passion of mine and interest of mine. Chinese, especially, you know, Chinese meridians, acupuncture, you know, everything to do. To yoga.
Beautiful.
I started doing yoga, decades ago. Not that
beautiful.
I do it regularly. But that's just like a natural. That was just a natural expression of who I was from a pretty, you know, young age even.
Perfect. So you're familiar with breath work then, obviously, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. Okay.
That's kind of those, like, that's kind of one of the ABCs, you know, one of the basics, yeah.
Absolutely. I want to direct you to, and you've probably read this, but have you read Wayne Dyer's work?
You mentioned him, I think, before, and, you know, like, he's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Have a Okay. If he's
Yeah.
I was just going to suggest a particular book, I Can See Clearly Now, which talks about his how he healed his own, he did his own healing. This is a really weird, delicate place to go because a lot of people think, like, for example, if someone develops cancer, that the last thing they want to be thinking is you've caused it with your emotions. That's a terrible way to look at it, right? But very often, if we give the body a chance to heal, it will do, right? And I agree with you. Medicine is, you know, there's all kinds of branches of it. And the Western medicine we have is brilliant. Like, you wouldn't go taking herbs if you broke your leg. You'd go have it set, you know, kind of thing. So it, there's a lot of sensible energy that you need to employ for this. So I love that you've already gone into, and you've looked at the Ayurvedic medicines as well, I take it. Have you?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one as well. Yep.
Good.
Herbs,
okay.
Herbs and things like that, you know. But this, I will be, again, zero details here.
Okay.
Zero details. But there has been surgical intervention, which has been appropriate, and there needs still will need to be more.
Yeah.
So that's where the Western modality does have purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you have surgery, it doesn't mean that things heal. Doesn't mean that the surgery was 100%. It doesn't mean that you everything is fixed for because the body is a whole machine. So surgery can sometimes, it's like a car. It's like get the car running again. Like the engine is working again, or the tires are working again. But but the car is not in fine shape yet. It's not healed.
Well put. Yeah, absolutely well put. And I have a lovely energy, picking up a lovely energy from you that you're not blaming yourself for anything. And that's lovely. That's such a healthy way to go. I want to turn you over to Tony and Jessica and see what's coming in for them, for you.
Sure. Thank you, Lynn. Okay, Allison, this is Jessica. And I draw cards. And whichever card you need or guidance, it just pops right out. But what I got was priorities. I wasn't getting anything really associated with health, but this is what popped out for you, and it's priorities. You understand the paramount importance of manifesting love in all situations. And it says, through love and understanding, you are able to put the pieces of your own puzzle together. And by doing so, you have a deeper awareness of who you are and why you are here. Regularly, take a moment out of your day to reassess your priorities. Confirm that you are living the life that you have intended, that you aren't wasting energy on things that don't feed your soul's growth. Focus on what is important to you and why. Are you happy with your current situation? Are you doing your best to help make others happy? Are you there? Are there people in your life who are not supportive or supporting your goals? Pausing on your daily journey to reestablish your priorities, using love and compassion as your guide. It gives you a better indication of your path forward. And that was the card I got. I'm not picking up anything else, just priorities. If that'll resonate at some point or in some way as you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So. What deck was that card from?
The James Van Praag, The Power of Love Activation Cards.
Mm. Activation cards, okay. I'll look it up online. That way I can see what the card looks like and, you know, if there's an image with it or things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder, are you on Facebook, Allison? Sorry.
Never on
Facebook. Okay.
Ever. And I'm very proud to say that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that's cool. I just wanted to, I was just going to say Jessica could probably post a photo of the card, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, not to worry. No, I understand. Go ahead, you guys. Sorry, Tony and Jessica.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah. So I get that I get, it's hard to say, an abrupt end to a current path. Or a broken relationship, a blocked dream, a fractured partnership, or discontinuing what you're doing currently because it's not working. And that maybe you're arguing with yourself about the path that you're taking. Could have something to do with the surgery. It could have something to do with the Eastern medicine that you're practicing, but it's not working. Or could be the other way, that the surgery wasn't working, so you want to do the Eastern medicine. Something you're going back and forth with. It says, watching the sun peak over the horizon is the highest task of a bruised heart. But it's not a relationship with the person. It's with yourself. And it says, I'm healing every day. So I don't know if you're trying to get validation about the path that you did choose, or you're still arguing with yourself over it. But does that make any kind of sense, or what might be going on?
How would you simplify the meaning of the card? Or
so
the message of the card?
Simplify the meaning is that something happened. You've gotten some kind of news to do with your health. You were on a path, but that path wasn't working. And now you have to make the decision of which path to, whether it's going to be the Eastern medicine or the other, or regular.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. Is that really that's a hard one to answer because,
mm-hmm.
because I always incorporate all paths anyway. So
yeah.
That's just my holistic approach to things, you know. So if there's a, what would you call, like an obstacle in the road, I will just naturally gravitate to look for, you know, for not an alternative path, but a path
mm-hmm.
forward, you know, without locking myself into any particular modality. Or, you know, or Eastern, in this case, Eastern versus Western. Again, they still have a place, and I don't like to exclude one or the other.
But the doctors are wanting you to, right? They're wanting you to choose a path to go down.
No. They've actually been really appropriately, effective. The tools that they have brought into the situation are the appropriate tools. Their input has been appropriate input for what they do. So that's, thankfully, that's been not an issue because I know there are a lot of practitioners out there, certainly not specifically Western practitioners,
mm-hmm.
but I would say a lot of them are because they don't take a holistic approach. They're very linear. You know, they learn medicine in a very analytical, linear environment, aka Western culture, and
mm-hmm.
that's what they bring to the situation. You know, and that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. But they're wanting you to choose one path instead of several. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's really. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I saw was one specific path that you need to choose to go down. I see many roads in front of you, but one specific one that's going to help the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you found it yet or you still need to find it. That's just what I saw.
Hmm. Okay. I'll go to that one.
But you certainly are fueled by an inner strength that I personally have to admire, Allison. So it's a good, strong energy that you carry, and you know what's right for you. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, kids, you're very welcome. And call us back. Let us know how you're doing. And it was lovely. You have a lovely, strong energy, and I think. Yeah, as I got to say this, I pity the fool that messes with you, dear.
you know, that's that's definitely has a ring to it. That's true. Not in this case, not in this situation, you know. But I will tell you one thing that is very, very, very innate in me.
Yes.
Born like this. Nobody has ever pulled the wool over my eyes. I'm going to be 65 next month. Hard life. Nobody has ever pulled the wool over my eyes except once. It almost happened. It almost happened in my adulthood by one person, only one person, and it didn't happen. So that's what it's hard for people to get one over me or that kind of thing, because it's in my nature to
beautiful
question. And no rose-colored glasses on my face, ever. I always say I wasn't born naive, but a part of me wishes I'd been born a little bit naive, because life would have been a little bit easier. That's my standard line.
Well, you've been given what you were meant to handle, and it's, our lessons are on the path that we walk. So,
that's right.
You're
right.
Yeah,
you're an admirable
energy, and I think it's a wonderful thing. So you just keep on kicking butt, and let us know how it goes.
Have
a beautiful Sunday.
Thank you,
Allison.
Too. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. Bye bye.
Beautiful. Okay, kids, we're just about out of time. So Tony, how can people find you if they would want to reach you?
Yeah, they can find, and I'll put this on the page because I keep forgetting to do that.
It's okay, we're getting there.
on Facebook or Twitter or even, what's the other one? Instagram.
At
Tony KJ. Yeah, or Tony Jorgensen on Facebook.
Okay. You know what? We'll all make a point of putting our, because I've forgotten too. I'm doing all this other stuff and I'm like, oh no. Anyway, Jessica, how can we find you and Jaden?
Yes, you can find us on the Sacred Embers website, as well as on Facebook under Jessica Marie Petro. And we also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. You can find us there as well.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm on the Sacred Embers website, which is Sacred Embers Show. wixsite.com/love, and we also have a Divine Connections page that's open for you guys. If you want to post on it or ask a question, whatever, we will get back to you. Maybe not at the speed of light sometimes, but we will get back to you. So thank you, everyone. We usually play Louis Armstrong at the end, but I want to play a clip that I don't think Tony, I think Jessica's heard it, but Tony may not have. It's an old show when I was working with Jan Drake Bakke, and we were talking about lions, and I'm just going to let it speak for itself. It's great fun.
Before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
it definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar?
I heard it.
No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn, I heard it. I thought you were doing something with the...
I thought that was you. Wow,
no,
that was
too are you
weird,
kidding
Lynn.
Me?
I
are
heard
you kidding
a
me?
Lion roar.
Lynn,
yeah,
I did too. I thought you were doing something. I thought you were like... Oh,
look, I had enchiladas for dinner. No, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. We'll play it back and see if it comes up.
Okay.
On playback, okay?
Yeah, see if it comes up, exactly. That is bizarre. No, you know
wonderful.
What, Karen? It's wonderful. Karen, you're bringing in, you've got lion energy so powerfully around you, it even made a roar. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, that's fabulous. Yeah.
Well, how amazing.
It makes sense because I've also been standing up for myself, and people like really, they think I usually.
That's the clip.
Really before acting.
Love you
rather
all.
Than moving ahead impulsively.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a beautiful week.
Thanks.
We'll be back next week. Love you all. Thanks.